Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Please be seated. And so I will apologize, I'm back behind the pulpit, but today just felt like I needed to be back behind the pulpit today. So good morning, and welcome to church. Today's gospel reading comes at the conclusion of Jesus' instructions to his disciples, which he gave them before he sent them out to continue his work. This is known as the mission discourse in Matthew. I'm going to sum that mission discourse up for you and then look specifically at what we have in the reading today. And then I'm going to present you with two pairs of contrasting themes that lie at the core of our discipleship. The missionary discourse is found in chapter 10 of Matthew, and in it, Jesus formally commissions his disciples and empowers them with his authority to heal the sick and cast out demons, raise the dead, and preach that the kingdom of heaven has come near in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. He tells them to take nothing with them so that they will be dependent on the kindness of those to whom they are sent. Jesus warns them that their life will be hard, just as he will be himself. They will be ridiculed and physically harmed, and eventually, most of them, I think all but one, will die for him. He encourages them to be fearless and to persevere, for their reward will be great in heaven. Today's passage moves from the job and description of what the disciples will do to the job of those to whom they come. It is a passage about radical hospitality. It's a short passage, but it packs a punch. Let's look at it verse by verse. "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Important to understanding this is to understand the indwelling of the three persons of the Trinity. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit all dwell in one another. When you have one, you have all three. And through our baptisms into the death and resurrection of Jesus, those who are Christian also share in this indwelling. There's also an ancient principle of Shalia at play here, which means that when someone sends somebody to you, you treat the person that they've sent exactly as you would treat the person who sent them. So Jesus goes on to give three examples. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. Here we have two examples using characters who would naturally be honored guests. A prophet is one who proclaims the word of God, and a righteous person embodies the word of God. My hope for you is that we are all righteous people. No one is absolutely certain what Matthew means by "in the name of," but one scholar explained it to me when I explained it as I read his stuff, that it probably means because. You welcome them because they are a prophet or because they are a righteous person. These welcomes are to be expected. But then Jesus does what Jesus does so well. He puts a stinger into the third example. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Little ones here means more than just children. It means those who are considered inferior and vulnerable. This foreshadows what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, "As you did to the least of these who are members of my family, you did to me." God is the ultimate recipient of our hospitality. We are also called to go the extra mile in this third example. To give a cold cup of water today means you just go to your refrigerator and get a cold cup of water. But in that time, to give a cold cup of water implies more than just hospitality. It requires sacrifice. It would take considerable effort in the first century to produce cold water. You would have to make your way down the hill to the town well and draw the water and then carry it back up the hill to serve it to your guest, who in this case might be someone to whom you feel superior. Where are we as individuals and as the church in this passage? Our role seems to shift. The first contradictory pair of themes here is we are called, like the disciples, to be prophets and righteous people going out to spread the gospel. Then we are also called to be the people who, at home, welcome those who bring the good news to us. So no matter where we are, out and about, or in our homes, or in our churches, we are called to be ever vigilant to the work of the Spirit in all we meet and all we do. While this is a passage addressing missionaries, it doesn't make sense to see this passage as only applying to missionaries. The radical love of God for those in need is central to Matthew's gospel. We are to go out and spread the message of Jesus and the love of God to those we encounter, and we are called to live lives where hospitality is about an open heart that welcomes others with no hidden agendas and expects nothing in return. We live lives that welcome others because in the stranger, we may be encountering Christ. This is exceptionally hard sometimes, given that we live in a culture that works very hard to instill in us a fear of strangers, a fear of anyone who is different from us, a different race, a different religion, different socioeconomic class, a different educational experience, a different nationality, different sexual orientation, it can go on and on and on. Mother Teresa wrote in Words to Love By that we encounter Christ in distressing disguise, in those hungry not only for bread, but hungry for love. Naked not only for clothing, but naked for human dignity and respect. homeless not only for a want of a room of bricks, but homeless because of rejection. Are our eyes open to see the face of Christ in these people? Believe me, some of the indigent people that I have met are also some of the best witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ that I have met. How about we approach those we minister to with attitudes of curiosity, respect, and welcome, rather than condescension and paternalism? The church is called to make a difference in the world, to alleviate human suffering, and to be Christ in this world. So this is the second set of contradictory themes in this passage. We are called to represent Christ to the stranger and to see Christ in the stranger, to be Christ and to see Christ. Right now, I see before me a congregation that welcomes everyone who comes to us, and that is wonderful. And that is easy. When we welcome strangers into our space, we are in a position of power. We know how things are done here. We know how worship goes. We know all the rules spoken and unspoken in this place. We need to keep in mind the challenges the newcomer faces when they enter our doors and to do everything we can to make them feel at ease. The other side of the equation is much, much harder. We need to leave this place and take what sustains us and inspires us out to others who need the love, inspiration, and comfort we can offer in the name of God. As this parish grows and adapts to whatever circumstances come our way, our goal will always be to live out the message that is the core of Matthew's gospel, to go out into the world in the name of Christ. I do not know what that will look like in the future, but we don't have to know now. The Holy Spirit will guide us. We will not reach out expecting to be rewarded. However, it is comforting to know that whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Amen.